A group of six dental health aid therapists graduated from training Friday in Anchorage. The ceremony also marked the 10th anniversary of the innovative program that places mid-level dental practitioners in underserved rural communities across Alaska. 81 villages in the state now have therapists. Former Secretary of Health and Human Services Dr. Lewis Sullivan spoke at the graduation. Sullivan says the American Dental Association has strongly opposed the program from the beginning, but he says dental health aid therapists help expand the reach of dentists.
So I'm hoping that our colleagues in dentistry will see the wisdom, the utility, and the humanity of such a program, and that they'll come around and support this. And by the way, I'd say we had in medicine a similar challenge when physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners were introduced back in the 60s and 70s. The American Medical Association and physicians generally really were opposed to this. They had some of the similar arguments here that have been given, but that fight is over. So in medicine, we've seen the evolution of mid-level practitioners who are now well accepted. I see the same thing happening in dentistry. Dentistry happens to be about 50 years behind medicine in that regard.
The criticism and concern that you heard from the dental community, has that, now that we're 10 years down the road with this program, has some of that quieted down now?
I can't say that it is quieted down. I would say this, that the National Dental Association, which is Association of African American Dentists, and the National Hispanic Dental Association, as well as the Dental Association for Native Americans, are supportive of the program. I believe that is because they do see the tremendous need for such a program. They see the individuals and the communities that have dental cavities and loss of teeth and other oral health problems that are afflicting those communities. So they have been more supportive of this concept. So clearly, there's not uniform resistance for this in the dental communities, and a number of white dentists as well are supportive of development of dental therapists. So I see this as an evolving issue, which hopefully over time will be embraced by all of the dental profession.
Have there been any problems? Have any of the fears that dentists had expressed about therapists working on teeth come to pass?
No. Not to my knowledge. There have been a number of evaluations of the program, the quality of the care. And I should also point out that the number and the kinds of procedures that dental therapists provide are limited. They are usually preventive services and dental education, fluoride washes, extractions of diseased teeth, filling of teeth, or application of sealants. So I think this is the proof of the pudding, and this is why such a program like this is going to be adopted all over the country.
You talked a little bit about physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners, but Dr. Sullivan, if more states consider this dental therapist program and go this route, what do you think this could mean for other aspects of healthcare? Could community health aids, something that are in villages here in Alaska, do you think that that's a concept that might spread more broadly to the rest of rural America?
Oh, very definitely. It could, and I predict that it will. Healthcare is a science-based profession, but the delivery of health services occurs in a social setting. That means you have to have an individual who is fluent in the language, who is able to establish good communication and trust, who understands the value system of the individual, the patient that they are serving, and who's able to develop an ongoing relationship so that the patient understands and accepts and implements the recommendations. And so therefore, we have to have health professionals who are able to address these problems, which is working with their patients as partners in protecting and enhancing their health. So those are some of the challenges that we confront today.
Dr. Lewis Sullivan is former Secretary of Health and Human Services and current CEO of the Sullivan Alliance.